Well, good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Sherry KB, and I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater from Northern California. Today is Friday, June the 5th, 2020, and this is our 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we're reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we're at Chapter 11, page 160 in A Vision for You, starting with the second paragraph, beginning with Many a Man. And we'll be reading this one paragraph only, ending in Here Was Haven at Last. We'll be commenting on this one paragraph only. Today's readers are Lorraine N. for the 12 Steps, Pam M. for the 12 Traditions, and the readers are a text are Penny L. C., Jordan L., and Julie E. B. Our newcomer greeter today is Mary B. and Janice P. M. for our announcements, and Ramona is doing our recording. Thank you, everybody, for your service. The share ID for yesterday, Thursday, June the 4th, 2020, our 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, is 14,750. That's 14750. And the share ID for this morning's Friday, June 5th, our 2020, our 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, is 14,754. That's 1754. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through their shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Lorraine N. to read our 12 steps. Good morning, Lorraine.
Hi, good morning. This is Lorraine N. in Oregon, compulsive eater. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. One, we were powerless over food that our we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continue to take personal inventory, and when we are wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me do service. I'll pass.
And thank you, Lorraine N. And Pam N. will be reading our 12 traditions of OA this morning. Good morning, Pam.
Blessed morning, fellows. Pam, I'm in upstate New York. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you. I pass.
And thank you, Pam, for your service this morning. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and the literature we're discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive readers only. Our absence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no absence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except for the speaker should be muted, and that does include your personal mute button on your phone. Please don't use that. That way we have a more quieter meeting, so please use star 1 to mute and unmute on your phone, please. Thank you so much. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. I just read that earlier. Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. So where am I? I just spaced. Sorry, folks. That's really funny. Okay. So today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we're on page 160, paragraph 2. And I will now ask, starting with Many a Man, and I will now ask Penny L.C. to read, please. Good morning, Penny.
Good morning, Sherry, and thank you for your service, and good morning to everyone on the line. This is Penny L.C., a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. Many a man, yet dazed from his hospital experience, has stepped over the threshold of that home into freedom. Many an alcoholic who entered there came away with an answer. He succumbed to that gay crowd inside, who laughed at their own misfortunes and understood his. Impressed by those who visited him at the hospital, he capitulated entirely when later, in an upper room of this house, he heard the story of some man whose experience closely tallied his own. The expression on the faces of the women, that indefinable something in the eyes of the men, the stimulating and electric atmosphere of the place, conspired to let him know that here was haven at last. And so here comes a newcomer. Fortunately, he's been cleared of his addictive substance. So he's, as we would say, entirely abstinent when he comes. And he comes over the doorway with hope that there is a way out. There is a way to freedom. Unfortunately, because he's cleared of his alcoholic substance, he can hear the message. He can hear the answer that's going to be offered to him there in that meeting. And he's going to be able to receive that fellowship that's provided there. And what is that answer that he's going to hear? It's a spiritual way of life, a solution that simply means surrender. Surrender is the way to that freedom he's seeking. To learn through this fellowship of those with the same problem that can only be solved with that spiritual solution, that they were willing to choose to turn their will and their life over to a higher power of their understanding. And that is being offered to this newcomer. And to be able to be lighthearted and joyful because of that freedom, because they can, you know, I can laugh at myself today. I can accept myself and all of my shortcomings, knowing that my higher power accepts me as I am today. And in that way, I can be lighthearted about all that's happened and all that there is for me to bring to a meeting. And to be able to know that I'm not alone. To be able to come and join with others that have had similar experiences, but they have strength and they have hope to pass to me. That I will find that same freedom, that haven at last. Thank you for letting me share, and I'll pass.
Well, thank you, Penny Elsie. Thank you for getting us started. So just going to remind everybody where we're at. We're in Chapter 11, A Vision for You. We're on page 160, the second paragraph, beginning with many a man, and it ends with an atmosphere that here was haven at last. So who would like to share on this topic? And just reminding everybody before I take some names that we ask that if you have shared in the last 3 days or so, that we ask that you step back and let other people step forward who haven't shared, to give them a chance to share, although we do value your experience, strength, and hope. So who would like to share this morning?
Jody.
Okay,
Julie E.B.
Okay, I think I heard a Jody and Julie E.B. Am I correct in that?
Yes.
Okay. And Janice P.M.
Heather.
Okay. Heather W.
Cynthia Deborah S.
Okay.
Deborah S.
Cynthia C.
Wow. Okay, so this is who I heard, and I apologize if I didn't catch your name, and I will catch you on the next round. Okay, this is who I heard. I think it might be Jody E. I heard Julie E.B., I heard Janice P.M., I heard Devorah S., and I heard Cynthia C., I think. And if I missed you, I will take you on the second round. And I apologize if I didn't get your name. So we'll start with Julie. Is that Julie E. followed by Julie E.B.?
Jody E.
Jody E., that's who I meant. Okay, Jody E.Q., I mean Jody E., you'll be followed by Julie E.B. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning, Sherry. Good morning, everybody. This is Jody E. I'm a gratefully recovered compulsive overeater, anorexic and bulimic in Monterey, California. Mm-hmm. And this paragraph paints such a compelling picture of recovery. Just imagine a big house with all of these recovered alcoholics and their wives who are just so happy to have their husband back in the living, and they're just beginning their recoveries perhaps, but there's such a tremendous relief from the disease. And we experience that here too. We get recovered here, and we become entirely abstinent. We work all 12 steps and our lives change. And sometimes our relationships get better and sometimes they change, as happens. It just happens. So, but either way, we're on the road. We're trudging this road of happy destiny together. And we have a community. It's a community, a spiritual community that really solves our problems and that really sets our life in the right direction. And we do have reason to be joyful, to be gay, and to laugh. My daughter just said to me yesterday, "Boy, you really laugh a lot, Mom. I've been noticing that." And what a wonderful thing, you know, to be able to laugh heartily and to really feel it. So I'm grateful to be among you, my family of recovery. Thank you so much for being my community. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Julie E. I mean, Jody E. Sorry. Julie E.B., you're up, followed by Janice P.M. Good morning, Julie E.B.
Good morning. This is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered in Colorado Springs. Glad to be in the J.E. crowd today. Days from that hospital experience, that detox, that thing that's all about that food and letting go of the food, and staying away from triggers, and then hearing a home, hearing freedom. There's something very beautiful and safe about that. You know, it is so much harder to be in and out of the food and in and out of the food and in and out of the food. And many can come away with an answer. I never thought there were any answers. And it became very hard for me to hope, you know, 300 pounds, bedbound, 6 medical specialists. You know, how could I even hope? But this gay crowd insight, that means that we can be people who laugh together, laughing at our own misfortunes. I mean, the things, you know, that I do, I mean, only I, you know, would do some of the things that I do. Only I look at the world, and I'm surprised, for example, when my boss wants to have authority and be in charge and set the rules in my workplace. This is stunning for me, but that's what a boss does. And so it wakes up all sorts of issues in me, and I get, my God, gets bigger and also more personal and into the nooks and crannies in my life. And so he got to this upper room, a very significant phrase spiritually, and heard a deeper story of someone whose experience tallied his own. You know, somehow when moving to that next level, you have that, that you can hear that the experience may match yours. You can identify in, did I feel like this? Did this? Yes, this happened to me. Yes, I felt like this. More importantly, maybe, just maybe, this will work for me. That's the invitation that prefaces the big book. Thanks for letting me share. Reach out today. We cannot do this alone. This is a house full. Thanks for letting me share, and I pass.
And thank you, Julie E.B. And Janice P.M., you're up, followed by Devorah S. Good morning, Janice P.M. Star 1 to unmute, please. Janice P.M.
Hey, here I am. Thank you much, Sherry K.B. My name is Janice P.M., and I'm a grateful compulsive eater, recovered. this paragraph has so much in it. You know, I could speak on the whole paragraph, but, you know, I'm going to just, first of all, many a man, not a few, many a man, okay, they came around, they came and they entered this home like I entered for the first time in January of 2005 at a conference call where I would say 30 of the original founders of this meeting, A Vision for You, were on, and then we transferred to this meeting. And that's where I heard for the first time an electric atmosphere. Something hit my ears that made sense. I didn't hear any complaining. I didn't hear any gossiping about this or that. I heard some substance of depth and weight, and that was the attraction. And just like this paragraph, that's what happened, and it's still going on. And remember, Bill was the first one, but who was behind Bill? This chapter is A Vision for You. So behind all this, the real bottom line is finding a higher power. And that's what happened to Bill. A higher power came into his life, and then he transferred and gave it to others. And that was the way out, the 12 steps. That, I mean, it just happened to me. It's like, oh, history. And then Bill gave it to Bob, and then Bob gave it to Bill. And Bill, and this is what's happening here, the growth of the fellowship. And it just was an attraction that I never had before. And, you know, it was a freedom. What was the freedom that I came away with? The way out of my compulsive overeating on a daily reprieve. And this is so exciting. That's why we shout. That's why we talk loud. That's why we're excited, because we finally, those that are recovered, found the answer out, and that's what we're still practicing to this day. And the crowd here, all you people, you know, was better than any crowd that was could be in any bar or any restaurant. I mean, and remember, because it's electric, it's a, you get a shiver. You know, people talk. It's because we were looking for a higher power. That's what we lacked, a power to give us this answer, not the food. Yeah, not the food, and I of course recommend face to face if that's what you want to go. Okay, so I am done. This is the haven at last. Thank you. I pass.
And thank you, Janice PM. This is an electric meeting. No frothy emotional appeal here. Devorah S., you're up, followed by Cynthia C. Good morning, Devorah.
Hey, thank you, Sherry, and thank you, everyone on this line that makes this meeting possible. My name is Devorah S., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from New Jersey. That first sentence, many a man yet dazed from his hospital experience has a step over his, from his hospital experience has stepped over the threshold of that home into freedom. And, you know, I was that man. I was that person. I came dazed into this room. into these rooms of Overeaters Anonymous 20 years ago, and you know, I had no idea what I was going to get into. I had no idea. All I knew is that I needed to lose weight. I was sick and tired of, and fat, and 150 pounds overweight. I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I was certainly on the I was killing myself with the food. So, you know, here I am. I only just came in to lose the weight, right? But here I am 20 years later. Why is that? Because the electricity, this is what I see from everybody. I'm pulled here like a magnet, day in and day out, to keep coming back, because I want what you have. I want, you know, that experience that I get when I'm feeling a higher power with me each day. And that's what it's all about, developing a higher power. You know, and utilizing that higher power in everything I do. And it starts with the food, putting down the food. We all know that, but it goes further into the steps and, you know, working each step in the order. And really amazing, the freedom. We talk about the freedom of the food, but we talk about freedom from other things as well. You know, our fears, our character defects, everything, all together, what we're made up of, you know, and we find it here in this room with people, you know, they're, people are here for us. And when I gave away my fourth step, my fifth step, the first time, I remember my sponsor saying to me, I get it. I understand. I mean, that was music to my ears. you know, how I thought I was all by myself. This, you know, we start out in isolation, and yet we're brought into this home where people get together and people meet at a meeting, or and we're able to share and people understand, and you see it in their eyes that they get it. And we're laughing together because we did such crazy things, or our minds tell us such crazy things that we could laugh about it. And another person to understand that, where did I ever get that? Never. Just here in these rooms where I can call up another person and give a 10-step to, and they say, me too, I get that. I understand, you know, that totally, I get that. So unbelievable. This is a haven, whether it's on the telephone or whether it's at a phone call. I feel safe, and it's such a blessing to be connected here. And really, I don't see the expressions on your faces, but I do hear the enthusiasm, and I feel the electricity in the air. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Deborah S. And before we hear from Cynthia C., I just want to remind everybody where we're at. We're on page 160, the second paragraph, beginning with many a man, and it ends with. Here was haven at last. So after Cynthia C., I'll take some more names. Good morning, Cynthia. Cynthia C.?
Good morning. This is Cynthia C., recovered compulsive overeater and food addict in Newton, Massachusetts. And thank you so very much for your service this morning, and thank you to everybody who makes this meeting possible every day. I just am so grateful today to have found a vision for you and have this in my life. I'm sort of going to, I guess, maybe echo other people. I just feel the need to sort of share on this and my gratitude. You know, I came into this program. I came into OA in the early 90s, and I went to a lot of meetings. And I felt for the first time in my life, I felt like I was home and I belonged. I heard everybody sitting around the circle in the room sharing my story or something very similar to it. And I had a different kind of a set of friends and people I identified with and people I didn't have to pretend anymore. I could start to be myself. I had no idea who I was. You know, but there was no recovery in those rooms. Like nobody was abstinent. Nobody knew, but nobody worked the steps. And so, I went to the rooms of AA to learn how to work the steps. And lo and behold, a couple weeks in, I realized that I too was an alcoholic. And in those rooms of AA, there was so much laughter and something that I wasn't hearing in the rooms of OA. It was just joy and laughter and cracking up about people's stories. I mean, don't get me wrong. It was, you know, everybody's story. Everybody knew how deep from and how far they had come and how deep they went down. You know, the laughter is because there was hope and recovery. You know, so for many years, I just went to AA meetings and I found abstinence through another 12-step program, food program, but I went to AA meetings. And then I got married and I just dropped it all. I didn't think I needed this place anymore. I didn't need this haven anymore. I had a new community, I had a new husband, I had new friends, you know, and in a very short few months, I gained. You know, I gained 60 pounds. It was a lovely wedding gift to give to my husband. And for 20 years, I remained in relapse, not wanting to come back into these rooms, wanting, I was absolutely certain I could find a way to do it, whether whatever diet program it was, or mindful eating, or 14 years in Weight Watchers, every week paying, and every week feeling horrible about myself, or most weeks feeling horrible about myself, and not being able to keep to it. And then, you know, 20 years later and having really my higher power knock me over the head and tell me, like, really, it was very obvious to me, like a neon sign, go to OA. You know, and I went to another OA meeting and I found that they weren't an hour away. They were four blocks from my house. And I went and I sat there and I heard someone tell my story. And I'm so grateful to have this haven. And I'm so grateful to be home and be in recovery for 3 years. If you're struggling, please keep coming back. Thank you very much. With that, I pass.
And thank you, Cynthia C. So I'm going to take some more names. We are on page 160, the second paragraph. And just reminding, if you have shared in the last 3 days, we appreciate you step back, Although we value your experience, strength, and hope, we'd love to hear from people who haven't shared in 3 days. So who would like to share?
Heather W.
Okay, I heard, I think I heard Heather W.
Alan,
did I hear Darian K?
Yes, Darian K.
Gotcha, Darian.
Joni C.
Okay, I heard a voice before Joni C.
Alice A.
I'm somebody A.
Alice.
Alice A.
Yes.
Gotcha, Alice. Okay, and I have Joni. Joni, what's the first initial of your last name, please?
C.
C is in Charlie.
Margo B.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I got to Margo B.
Rachel
Margo F.
Okay. I think I heard a man's voice in there. Did I hear a man's voice in there? Okay.
Doug F.
Okay, Doug, I'll take you.
Rachel F.
Okay, Rachel, if I have time for you, I will take you also. So here's who I have. Heather W., Darian K., Alice A., Joni C., Margo B., Doug F., and hopefully Rachel F. All right. Heather W., go ahead, please. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Heather W., recovered here in Baltimore. So grateful for this meeting, and it most definitely is electric. There's an electric atmosphere on this line, and I think about the Vision Conference, you know, where there's that electric symbol on the, you know, folder and the paper they did. And it really just is electric here, what we have, and I'm so grateful for it. And, you know, it starts and it says, has stepped over the threshold of that home into freedom. And I think about, we step over that threshold, right? We're not pushed in. We're not dragged in. We have to choose it. Are we going to choose to step in? Are we going to choose to put it down? Are we going to choose to go forward in this program? Nobody forced me. You know, it can't be forced. I had to choose it. But, oh, I'm just so grateful. I was ready to step over and fully surrender when I did. And then just that phrase, he capitulated entirely. So much of the book talks about, you know, entirely, entire abstinence, no middle of the road solution. You know, the people who fail are those who cannot or will not completely give themselves. You know, we can't do it 70%, we can't do it 80%, we can't do it 99.999%. It has to be entire. I have to capitulate entirely. And I talk about that from, you know, experience. I sat in OA rooms for over 5 years thinking that, you know, well, if I kept what I, if I took what I want and, you know, left the rest, or if I put the food mostly down, you know, if I put the sugar mostly down, no. You know, I have to capitulate entirely. And what do we get when we do that? Well, it tells us, you know, the expression on the faces of the women, something in the eyes of the men, you know, the stimulating and electric atmosphere. We get that, you know, that there's a haven. We get into a haven, and that can be life. And this past week has been very hard for me, a lot going on for me and my community. And I've just, you know, been using this program, hanging on to it. And I'm so grateful because even through the ups and downs of the life, I can still live in that electric atmosphere. I have a solution that helps me get through it. And never once, never, never once is my solution to go to the food, you know, and that is just such a miracle. Praise God. I'm so grateful. And thank you all for letting me share.
W. And Darian K., you're up, followed by Alice A. Good morning, Darian.
Well, good morning. This is Darian K. from the Berkshires, Massachusetts. Grateful to be here on the line with all of you. Oh, this is a good paragraph. It's, if I could paint, I'd have a pretty cool painting of this just big, beautiful house, old house, with people laughing and, you know, happy, all dressed up because people dressed up in those days, and just being, you know, just so warm and welcoming, you know, but no clinking of the glasses, you know, not the, you know, not the drink and eating piece, but the just the happy to be free, you know, from the shackles of their disease, you know, and passing it on to others and welcoming more people in and just seeing the program grow, you know, in leaps and bounds, and people willing to do the work. And that's what I experienced when I first came into program in 1986. You know, when I went in to these meetings, and some of them were huge, I thought, oh gosh, you know, there's no way I'm going to fit into this group. I never fit into anything. You know, that was my story growing up. You know, I just never fit in. I was in the band because they all accepted me for who I was. And I just wasn't any part of the popular group. And because of the weight mostly, you know, when I went into that first meeting, people welcomed me. There was a newcomer person that actually welcomed me, and they gave me hugs, and they said, welcome home. And I thought, oh my gosh, wow. And, you know, just hearing the stories and shaking my head, oh, up and down, just acknowledging that that's me too. Wow. People are really like me out there. And these are my peeps. This is my group, you know? And, you know, fast forward 30 odd years later, still feel the same way every time I go into a Zoom meeting today, or, you know, a new home meeting, maybe even in a town I've never been in. I immediately feel the connection because I know that they know about my, you know, my disease and my recovery. And that connection is so beautiful. It's just, there's nothing like it, like that feeling inside, that I don't know, that excitement, like it said, the electric feeling, right? That you just, oh, yay, these people know me and I can share with them and you know, maybe chuckle a little bit about the craziness, you know, like someone was saying, of all the silly, stupid things we did to try to lose weight. And then to say, oh, yeah, you know, I'm not doing that anymore today. This is what I'm doing, and it's solid. And, you know, I have a solution today on a daily basis. I'm one day at a time. We can walk through anything, joy, sadness, grief, anger, whatever it is, we can walk through it without picking up the food. Amazing. I still feel amazed by that. And so thank God, you know, and the newcomer is also part of that electrifying piece. And so that's why this old timer needs to listen to the newcomers as well. So please feel free to share today. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Darian K. And Alice A., you're up, followed by Joni C. Good morning, Alice A. Star one to unmute, please. Alice A.
Okay, I'm unmuted now.
All right.
This is Alice A. from Montgomery, Alabama. I am a gratefully recovering compulsive eater. And I think what stands out to me in this paragraph is he heard the story of some man whose experience closely tallied with his own. That's what I have really found, especially in Vision. I was in OA many, many years ago, and the only thing I remember is having a food sponsor calling my food in and talking about my problems, which was great. And weekly meetings, we talked about problems, but there was no solution. So as other people did, I left, I came back. And then last fall, I came back into another big book group, but I never had the spiritual awakening. But I did find phone meetings, which I didn't know about. And as I was listening to those, I kept coming to Vision. And every time I would listen, somebody would share, and I would say, wow, that's me. That resonated with me. And sometimes I would look the person's number up and call them and tell them how much that share meant. Now, working the steps, I feel like my spiritual life is enlarging. God is doing for me what I can't do for myself. And several times over the past week, something has come up that I would have gone to food or even thought about it. Now I go to God, and I'm able to live life as it is. So I'm thankful for Vision, for this program, and for God in my life. And thank you very much for letting me share.
Hello, Alice A. And Joni C., you're up, followed by Margot B. Good morning, Joni C.
Good morning. This is Joni C. from Minnesota, a gratefully recovered compulsive overeater. I came to Vision, well, six months before I came to Vision, I went to OA, and I found people that I could recognize we had the same problem, but it seemed that we didn't have the solution. And I finally got to a point where it was like, I want more. I want more. And I sought out a sponsor. And she happened to be with Vision. And with Vision, I found the very first time that I listened to a meeting, it was like, wow, I want what these people have. I want it. And I was willing to do whatever I needed to do to get what they wanted or what they had. And I became willing to, for the first time in my life, to be able to spend $165 to get a dietitian and get a food plan and weigh and measure my food and work the steps. And oh man, I am just so grateful to be able to say I'm recovered. And with that, I pass.
Well, thank you, Joni C. Margo B., you're up, followed by Doug F. Good morning, Margo.
Hi, my name is Margarita. Good morning. My name is Margarita, but short, Margo P. I am from Florida. I'm a compulsive overeater, and I'm grateful to be on this call. This paragraph reminds me when I entered in the first meeting in Massachusetts, and it was a lot of people. There was a speaker sharing her experience, strength, and hope. And I heard a story, the experience of this person recovering, how she did the program. And someone welcomed me, someone. And now they told me, just sit and listen. And then they say, take the cotton out of your ears and then listen. I didn't understand what that meant. But I'm just grateful that, and I was in the meeting in the 1990 also, because I was a compulsive overeater and I was doing my way. But I did it 5 years. Just to lose the weight. Be able to go see my son get married, not for me to wear a beautiful dress. How about that? But that didn't last long. So I went back to my eating compulsively for 20 years. And when I hear coming back and hearing the reading when they share a desire to stop eating compulsively, that's where I heard it again, a desire to stop eating compulsively. And that helped me to hear that again and again and again, and willing to stay and willing to surrender, and doing the going to a lot of meetings, and then especially in convention. There was one that I went to, the last one, I heard Harlan say, "Put the food down." And I love when he shared, because it's like it's a recovery from someone giving a good medicine to another person to receive that beautiful medicine. And for me, I'm just grateful to be here. And this is the meeting where I can get electrifying just to hear this, because it says the eyes that, you know, like, it's true that we don't see each other, but we can see each other before the coronavirus attacked us. But there was face-to-face meeting. I walked in there and see the beautiful faces. And today we can do vision and vision and hear the voices. So I'll pass. Thank you very much.
Margo P. Doug F., I think we can also take Rachel F. So, Doug F., you're up, followed by Rachel F. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Doug S. in Southern California. I'm very grateful. Recovering, I trust, by the grace of God, recovering compulsive overeater and food addict. And the phrase that just got my attention this morning was, here was haven at last. And I just completed 30 days of, yesterday I counted at the calendar, go, oh wow, 30 days of abstinence after a considerable and debilitating time of relapse. And I'm just feeling really grateful this morning, because I feel I'm identifying in, I love that phrase, and I resisted that for a long time. I don't know if I'm really exactly like that. And I know I am exactly like that, and stepping over the threshold has been really, really helpful. And I know I came to this conclusion yesterday, thinking back to those days of the eating and the behaviors, and I don't ever want to go back there again. I don't ever want to go back there again. And by the grace of God, as I continue one day at a time with the actual support of this fellowship and working the steps, I don't have to. I think God will keep me safe, haven. A haven means safety. And I'm so grateful for that. And the other little phrase, the expression on the faces of the women, I can't see your faces, but I sure can hear in your voices the wonderful recovery and the grace and the love. And I've had conversations with several fellows, and it's been such a blessing to me, and I really appreciate it. I'm grateful to be here, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Doug F. And Rachel F., we do have time for you. Good morning, Rachel F.
Good morning, and thank you for leading. Thank you, everyone, for your shares. This is Rachel F., grateful, compulsive overeater. This paragraph just reminds me where I came from and that I finally found a fellowship to just help me recover from this disease. I didn't come in because of the weight. I came in more just being alcoholic and alcoholic behaviors. Literally, I wasn't literally in a hospital, but I felt like coming out of a hospital and from my own hospital in my head. With all resentments and just being resentful all the time and just being myself all the time, and finally being able to connect with my higher power, and learning to turn to God and to talk to God and not to the food, which was my survival and my comfort at all times. And working this program, really, really grateful. It's really an amazing experience, and just learning. I'm still learning how to live, because I didn't live, I only survived. Just learning how to live with myself, learning how to live with family members. It's a journey. It's quite a journey, one day at a time. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Rachel F., and we actually have time for about a two-minute share. Anybody would like to have a burning desire to share this morning for 2 minutes?
Jordan out.
Hi.
Go ahead, Jordan.
Okay. good morning, Sherry. My name is Jordan Al. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Gunnison, Colorado. I'm super grateful to be on the line with you guys this morning. back in 2009, I got sober in AA. literally like a big house. and we used to have parties and dances and meetings were like huge. Like 50 people on the regular, sometimes like 100, 200 people. And it was exactly this. It was like this electric atmosphere. So when I came into OA, that is not what I found, which is all good, you know. I found something very different. I found that meetings were like very subdued. And some people were still like very overweight, and to be totally honest, like I wasn't sure that I could find a place here. I wasn't sure that I could find a home. and so I left. I had some of my own experimenting to do, you know. but I'm really happy to report when I came back for a third time. OA is a very different place these days. And I don't know if that's a change in my attitude. Maybe it was like this back in 2012 when I first came in. I don't know. But especially at our gatherings, at OA birthday party and some of the other retreats and conferences and stuff like that we throw, like there truly is something like absolutely magical about a bunch of compulsive overeaters who have recovered, who don't live the way that they used to live anymore in isolation. They come together and they share that with each other. And it's just like, it's just showing up, you know, it's just showing up and being present and being electric, you know. It's really cool. So that's all I got.
Thank you, Jordan L. Well, that's all the time we have today for sharing. And thank you for all your shares today. And thank you, Team Friday, and welcome everyone. So now we will now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And will Jordan L. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only and keep you until then. Jordan?
Hi again. our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past, give freely of what you find, and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.
Thank you, George.